Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the dark. Bible calls us to walk as children of light. Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the weird things that don't look good in the neighborhood is going on with our children, particularly our black children. What's really happening, ladies and gentlemen, with our black children today? Back here for spring break, you saw how a lot of those blacks was acting down there at Miami Beach until Miami Beach don't want blacks to come back down there. And so we got a report on that today from Anthony Brian Logan. You have heard him before. And so I was just checking in with him, and he has an update on that Miami Beach situation. So get close to your radio and listen.
No more spring break on Miami Beach. Let's talk about it. How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we got to talk about the city of Miami Beach releasing a video attempting to distance themselves from spring break and breaking up with spring breakers. Now, this video is very interesting, and there's a lot I want to say, but first things first, I got to address the elephant in the room. What they really want to do here is find a way to stop these young black teenagers from all over the country and all over the world from descending upon Miami Beach, South Beach, all the beaches during spring break and causing chaos. That's what they want to do. Now, I know people are going to be offended by that. How could you say that? You're racist. Whatever. I know this very well. Before we get into their breakup video, I want to say one thing. I'm from Virginia Beach. I'm a beach boy. I grew up on the beach. I know what it is to go down the beach on spring break, 4th of July, any kind of active time. I remember the Greek Fresh riot. I was a little boy, but I remember that. I remember the 2013 College Beach Weekend. I know guys that put on College Beach Weekend. I know guys that put on other beach events as well. There's nobody on YouTube that knows this particular topic, black kids on the beach during spring break, more than I do. Nobody. And I'm willing to bet all the tea in China on that. But before we go any further, let's get into the actual clip. If you want to see the clip in full without my commentary, link as always will be in the description. If you're on IG, visit the link in the bio, go to the corresponding article on the website. But without further ado, let's go ahead and roll it.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
I want to pause right here. They're trying to have diverse people in this commercial because they don't want to really tell you the real thing, which is they don't want the young black kids on the beach. That's the ultimate thing. And no, there's not going to be any black people in the commercial. No young black kids. No jits, as Florida people say.
Hitting up the spot.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
See, rather than showing who's actually doing it, they're just showing headlines. I know exactly what they're doing here, and I have a lot to say about it. I don't want to interrupt too much.
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking.
Let's pause right there. For the parking, all they're going to do is just have more towing. So if you park somewhere you're not supposed to be and you buck on the ticket or whatever, it's going to tow you. And then the towing is going to be like $500. But they always do that down the beach anyway, even if it's not a special event. But different story.
Parking and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
So there we have it. Miami Beach, Florida, FL.gov/breakup. There's a whole website they made for this. And, you know, I've been in rooms where these kind of discussions have happened about what are we going to do about these kids coming on spring break? Like, how are we going to fix the problem? So it's a bunch of things right here. The following is illegal. Drinking in public, smoking weed, drugs, all kind of things. Driving a scooter or vehicle irresponsibly, violence, all this and that. And, you know, a lot of these things, if you grew up on the beach like I did, you know already, you know these rules already. But if you come from another part of the country and you've not been to a beach before, you're not necessarily going to know it. Okay, smoking cigarettes and having glass containers and stuff like that on the beach, you really don't do that, all right? People, what they do, they go to the clubs down the beach, and they might have glass containers in there, and they just take it on the oceanfront. You can't do that. Now, there's a lot I want to say. First of all, that video was cringe. It really was. And it really wasn't even the purpose in doing it. All you're doing at that point is just putting it out there and say you did it. You're putting the website out there. You're putting the video out there. So then when guys are getting hemmed up by the police, they can say, well, hey, we told you. The people that need to watch this are not going to watch this. Let me explain what's going on from my point of view. And I tell you, nobody on YouTube will be able to let you know what I know. What happens is, these young black kids come from all over the country and some other races of kids too. Don't get it twisted, because some of these videos, you'll see some whites and some Hispanics, but for the most part, it's like 70-80% black kids that are seen as a problem or causing the problem. They come from all over the country. In Virginia Beach, where I grew up, when I would be down the beach on spring break, 4th of July, you would have all kind of different people from all over the country, Texas, California, Illinois, everywhere, all over the country, they descend upon the beach for spring break. And with those different regions come different cultures. I never in my life seen somebody driving an old police car until I saw some of them Texas guys roll up. And New York guys, the worst, the absolute worst. But you know the problem? The problem is they have never been to a beach before. This is the very first time. And it might be their first time traveling outside of their city and state. So when they come down the beach, they're not ready for the cops on the horses rolling up on them when they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. They're not ready for the police presence, for the law enforcement. I'm going to tell you a story. So I'm down the beach one time with some friends, and one of my friends' uncle was there with us. His uncle was just a little bit older than him. You know how it is. You'll come have a baby, and you're not that much older than the baby or younger, whatever. So he's there with us, and he's from New York. What he does is go behind the store to urinate. As soon as he does that, an officer on a horse rolls up on him, almost tramples him, and gives him a ticket. Now, maybe, I don't know how it is in New York, maybe you can just urinate in public like that and there's no problem. You go behind the bodega or whatever y'all got and just pee, but you can't do that down the beach, okay? Also, with the parking and the way you got to drive is different. It's not a lot of garages. You got to kind of park somewhere. You might park in front of somebody's house and you're going to get towed. They tow you immediately. There's no questions asked. It's a cultural clash. And some are going to say, well, look, ABL, don't just say it's these young black kids. It's black people. You guys are the problem. No, because check it out. Again, I grew up on the beach and I'm from Virginia, that area. For the majority of my life, I lived in a place called Portsmouth, Virginia, which is right there, right down the street from the beach. Now, when I was living there, we had a population of about 125,000, with 55 to 60% of that being black and segregated. So you're going to have the white people mostly living in a good part of Churchland and some parts of downtown and sprinkled about in other places. But in other parts of the city, it's 100% black. I grew up in pretty much 100% black neighborhoods until I got to be in high school when I moved to Chesapeake, the neighboring city. I'm talking about you would, it was rare to even see a light-skinned black person, let alone a white person, in my neighborhoods growing up. But somehow, we would all go down to the beach, and it wouldn't be all these problems. Why? Because we grew up on the beach. We understand how to behave down the beach. Now, were there some problems occasionally? Sure. But that's with any place of any race. But nothing like the Greek Fest riot, nothing like the 2013 riot that happened down the beach, nothing like that. Those riots, those incidents are caused by the outsiders coming in. That's a problem. Now, the question is, how can you fix it? What can you do to fix the situation? Well, when these kids come in from other parts of the country, you gotta have a structured environment for them to be herded into. If there's no structure, if you just say, okay, don't come, they're gonna come anyway, and you just try to make it be adversarial, all you're gonna do is just create a situation where there's gonna be some problems. You gotta have a structured environment. Okay, you're gonna come in and do this, this, and this. Okay, talk to the party promoters or whoever's down there, anybody that has clubs, anything like that, the hotels, coordinate with them to have structure. If there's no structure there, then they're gonna just do things. They'll go down the beach with a glass and be drinking and bottles of Hennessy, dumb stuff like that, because there's nothing else for them to do specifically other than just act a fool. Have them herd it into a specific activity and make them do that in a way to where it's not forced, but it's encouraged. Have the rappers talk about it. I don't know. You got to make structure for them to do rather than doing nothing. And that's what I know from the guys that organize these events. And the guys that organize these events, they don't like the riffraff, the miscreants, the ne'er-do-wells, the same as everybody else. The police don't like it. Locals don't like it. The event promoters, hotel, business people, nobody likes it. The way you kind of get rid of it is by herding them into specific things. And if that's not the case, then what you got to do is price them out. Have the hotel rooms go for like $500, $800, $1,000 per night. But the flip side of that is you're going to kind of dwindle the tourism you would normally get from people that are not going to act a fool and that know how to behave on the beach. That's going to be your issue. Okay. Now, as I close, I want to say this. Again, it's the young people. I would say between 18 and 24, that's going to be your problem group right there. Definitely your college age. You're going to have college kids that come out that are going to be totally fine. You're going to have the locals that come in, local thugs that are going to come in and take advantage of the kids that are going to be normies and green. Then you're going to have guys that don't go to college and just want to be acting the fool down the beach, getting high, getting drunk. You're going to have them mixed with the locals and the regular normie college kids. And that the culture clash, all of that is going to be a problem, especially when there's no structure, especially when there's cheap hotels and whatnot available for them to stay. All of that is going to create a problem. Once you get to an older demographic, above 30, never have any problems. I know guys that throw an event down the beach for people that are above 30, never a problem. Once you get to the 18, 19, 20, 21, it's going to be issues, especially when they come from other parts of the country who don't understand how to behave down the beach or in a new place with different law enforcement, different cultures and rules and things of this nature. But I think I'll leave that right there for now. And what say you? How can this issue be fixed? Because it's not just Miami Beach, South Beach, Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach. It's all these beaches during this particular time of the year, during spring break time. What do you think could be done to fix it? Whatever your thoughts are, let me know in the comments below. Do you think it's a black issue specifically? And if so, then why do we not have all these riots and whatnot during the regular part of the year when you got black folks that live down the beach that go there all the time? Why is it not an issue with us? Again, it's an issue with the outsiders, with the tourists, always. Whatever your thoughts are on that, let me know in the comments below. You guys know where I'm at. I think you could do some things to solve the problem. You got to make it be a little bit more hospitable and have things that they're going to do. Specific activities. Okay, it's going to be this party, this event, that event, and market it toward the tourists, toward the normies. That's what you got to do. Personally, I don't even like going to tourist places because I know that people are just kind of fumbling around and don't understand how to act. It's like going out on New Year's Eve. You're going to get a bunch of normies and newbies that don't go out ever, and they don't understand how to behave when they're out. Me, when I go to Miami, I'll go down Brickell and hang out there. When I go back down the beach in Virginia, I stay in downtown Norfolk. I don't need to stay down the beach. I would go there during the daytime and come right back and hang out on Granby at night, rather than hanging out down the strip or on a boardwalk, and definitely not the actual sand at night. You got to understand how to behave in certain places, and that's going to reduce your chances of being caught up in some nonsense. And that's pretty much the long and short of that. But whatever your thoughts are, please let me know in the comments below. And that's all I got to say for this video. If you like what you heard.
All right. That was A.B. Logan. And he was talking about the blacks going down to the Miami Beach. All right. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long. We're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.